thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Today is International Face Your Fears Day. But just how many of us in the UK are affected by fears and phobias? And can these fears be overcome? I'm joined now by psychologist and fear and phobia expert Lauren Rosenberg. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Simon.
Now, first of all, what is the difference between a fear and a phobia?
A fear, you're scared of something, but it's not affecting your life so much. It's just disturbing you. A phobia is holding you back. It's, you know, maybe even stopping you leaving the house or stopping you doing things. You're avoiding doing things. People are scared of spiders. I mean, I want to go to fly to Australia. They'll avoid it. So it's really holding you back and it's disturbing your day-to-day life.
Can a phobia be about anything?
Yeah, it depends on what belief you created at some point in life. So it could be anything. It could be fear of buttons, fear of dolls, fear of eyes, fear of mayonnaise, fear of, you know, fear of snails. It could be anything.
So what actually creates a phobia? Is it actually already in us?
No, I don't believe that we're born with it. And that's a good thing because it means that we can get rid of it. I believe that we experience this. As a child, we watch our parents and teachers and the environment, how people react. And if you see maybe mum screaming and leaving your room if she sees a spider, then maybe the child could decide to, you know, do the same. Like, okay, well, mum did that. Or maybe that's the way to do it. Or you have traumatic events that happen in your life and then you create a belief, you know. If you fall off of, you know, some in the stairs, you may think, okay, it's dangerous. It depends what it is. If you're, you know, if you've been on a plane and you experience bad turbulence, you may decide that you know, I don't want to fly. Or everybody is different. So when I created Fear Buses Clinic, it's very much so tailored to who is in front of me and how they feel it and what is the problem and how they want how to get rid of it.
So is it different for women than it is for men? I mean, do we have different phobias as a rule?
Men may have maybe a bit more bizarre phobia, or they may not even talk about it or deal with it. Where women are more likely to deal with their emotion and decide to get rid of their fear. I mean, in the clinic, I see if I look at who I'm seeing, it's mainly children and women, a few men. But the majority is children and women. So I think men maybe will try, you know, in the surveys, it shows that men will try and use a bit of alcohol on the plane instead of, you know, wanted to face their fear and deal with it. Where I think the women were more inclined to go and see someone and deal with the fear. Is it also maybe if you have children, you don't want your child to see you in such fear on the plane, for example, or you don't want to pass on your fear either. So maybe, yes, women are more likely to go and see someone.
So is that a risk then that we may have a phobia or a fear of something and we hide behind something else? You mentioned alcohol there.
It depends. People will do anything to calm themselves down and use different things if it's really disturbing them. The best way is literally, obviously, seek someone and deal with and get rid of the fear. If you don't get rid of the fear, it probably will show in a different way and your anxiety level will probably go higher, or it can suddenly out of the blue come up and you may have a panic attack. It depends. Everybody's different. So, but if you're not ready and you don't feel like you can, or you don't want to, you want to hold on to that fear, then automatically you will find different ways to help yourself, because you still need to live, you know. So you will find either you'll avoid certain things, or, you know, you'll go around it.
Is our modern age creating more phobias, do you think?
Age, no. I think is what do you mean, like when you create the phobia?
No, I mean, is modern life, we're becoming more technical, more social media, are these things tending to make things worse?
Yeah, social media, I would say, the pictures, you know, what you see on TV or the news, that can affect, you know, the pictures are very powerful. So, yeah, it can affect children more, maybe. But I would say it's really how sensitive you are, so, and what you had in your life and what was created and what you believe. So, media definitely will make it, you know, if there's plane crashes, and if you see the pictures and if it's in your mind, then they can create more anxiety if you're already worried about it. But if you're not, then it wouldn't make any difference.
You see, I have two what I would call fears, but I don't know if they call them phobias. A dentist is one of them.
Okay.
And I would call that a phobia with me. I get really, really anxious. When I tell the dentist that, they say, oh, everybody does. And I think, you have no idea how frightened I am of that. So that's one side of it, which is something I suppose that you can deal with. The other one I have is I'm losing my sight, and I have a fear of going blind. Now, I've been living with this for years, and it's deteriorating, but many of our listeners are living with this. And for all I talk about it, I still, if I think about it, I am terrified of actually going blind.
I can understand. I myself had to have an eye operation a long time ago, and it is scary. But the way to see it is the less you concentrate on a problem, the better it is. And there are ways of doing that. Instead of concentrating on being scared of what can happen, if you concentrate of, and if you change your belief, thinking that maybe my eyesight can get better, I'm not saying you can't, but if you have that belief, you're sending different messages in your mind. Then if you actually, you know, I know it's scary, and we, you know, we need our eyesight, and you know, it's not something that anyone would want, but the more you think about it, the fear, and the more you think about the problem, the bigger the problem gets. So it's distracting your mind from the problem.
So I have many colleagues who live with sight loss, and I see how they deal with it. And I'm always amazed, and I do learn from them. Is that the kind of thing that I should be doing then?
Yeah. Any situation, and any traumatic situation, unfortunately, you know, that can happen to us, as hard as it is, the best way to deal with it is to look at the positive. Is there something positive out of it? You know, blind people or people who have problem with their eyesight, they become more sensitive. They other senses are then, you know, much more aware, and they can hear better. You need to turn it, and I know it's hard when it happened, and believe me, I had a very traumatic event a few months ago, but if you turn the situation into how can this serve me and how can I help other people, and how, you know, this is happening, what can I do in a positive way, and that would help you.
Yeah, because I know that I always hold out hope that there'll be a treatment at some point, but the thing is, like you say, dwelling on it doesn't help, but you do have to prepare yourself, don't you, for things like this?
Yeah, but always leave it open. Always leave your mind open that there could be tomorrow, there could be a treatment. Tomorrow, you know, leave it open. Never shut the door in the sense that there is nothing, because then you put that belief in your mind, and then your mind creates that and think, okay, well, there's nothing I can do. You know, there's nothing that can be done. Always, even if medically they showed you or whatever it is, just always leave it open. Always leave that little space open that there could be something. I mean, there are always new things, new technology coming out. There's even in the holistic therapy, you know, what I use in the clinic, that are created, there's always new things out there, and the new things, you know, you try them. There's no harm in trying. And that's what I would say. Just always leave that little window open for hope that there may be something.
And what about the dentist?
Dentist? Well, if you've had a bad experience, or is it just the noise? A lot of people don't like the noise. I always wonder, if we didn't have the noise, if dentists could actually, you know, have all those instruments that they use, everything without the noise, I think it would be, you know, the vibration that just goes right into your body sometimes. But without the noise, I don't think people would be so scared. But was it a bad experience? Was it, you know, is it the injection that's scary? There's a lot of different steps,
yeah,
you know.
Well, that's the thing. I just don't like having anything being worked on in my mouth. Like you say, the vibration is one of the things I don't like as well. But, it really, I sweat buckets when I go to the dentist. I'm actually terrified of it. And I do get through it. But it means that I'm always frightened of that. So I suppose going to the dentist and really explaining that would be a first step, wouldn't it?
Yes, and yeah, it's also maybe some control, because you're sitting and you're not controlling anything. It's like, you know, the dentist is doing things in your mouth and you can't even talk. Sometimes they keep on having conversation and they expect you to answer back, but you can't because you've got all those things in your mouth. But yeah, it's telling, you know, preparing yourself and say, okay, well, you know, what is it that's creating this? What am I so scared about? What is it that's you know, making me terrified? I feel, you know, shaky or petrified, and you know, my legs are shaking, and you know, whatever you feel. But you can, you know, if you get, I mean, dentists, you don't go every day, so obviously you don't have to change, and you don't have to deal with the fear if you don't want to. But if it's something that becomes, you know, big and you want to deal with it, using techniques that I use to get over fears is EFT, Emotrance, color therapy, art therapy. All those techniques will help in clearing that fear.
There'll be, I would imagine, many people listening just now who are saying, well, I've got a fear of this, I've got a fear of that. Where can we turn to just get some advice in learning to deal with these things?
So you can go on the website, you can go on fear-busters.com and just, you know, get in touch with me and we can discuss it further. And do get in touch with me, because regarding your losing your sight, because there are new techniques coming out, and I would like, if you open to it, to just give it to you and just try it.
Lauren Rosenberg, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.